ERCOT Technical Advisory Committee Briefs, August 27, 2021. Written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Staff says conservative operations to continue into 2022. ERCOT staff told stakeholders Friday that they plan to continue into next year their conservative operations approach of setting aside additional reserves through ancillary services procurement. Since July, the grid operator has been setting aside at least 6.5 gigawatts of operating reserves by more than doubling amounts of ancillary services, with the costs uplifted to load. The objective is to prevent a repeat of June's call for conservation that spooked Texas consumers with long memories of Winter Storm Uri in February. End quote. You will see us procuring more additional reserves than we have in the past. How we go about that is where we're looking at making changes. End quote. Jeff Billow, Director of Forecasting and Ancillary Services, told the Technical Advisory Committee during its regular monthly meeting. Staff has increased responsive reserve service procurement from 2.3 gigawatts to 2.8 gigawatts during peak load hours on all days and upped non-spinning reserve service to ensure 6.5 gigawatts of ancillary services is maintained for all hours of all days. Starting September 1, the grid operator will add up to 1 gigawatts of non-spin for hours when there's a higher potential of weather forecast uncertainty, rather than for all 24 hours. ERCOT normally reports its ancillary service plans for the upcoming calendar year in January. Until then, Billow said staff will be working on, and quote, more precise calculations and cut for what the grid operator needs and has already begun discussions with stakeholder groups. End quote. There's support for being more conservative, but we think there are ways to fine tune that, end quote. Reliant Energy Retail Services Bill Barnes said. Based on stakeholder suggestions, ERCOT is looking at changes necessary to allow non-controllable load resources to participate in non-spend services. Stakeholders have also suggested load resources not be excluded from reserve calculations and that staff consider modifying the day-ahead process to eliminate voluntary participation. ERCOT's use of non-spin ancillary service has increased with the transition to conservative operations. ERCOT members still disagree with the continued use of reliability unit commitment, or RUC, and the amount of capacity it commits. Billow noted RUCs have been reduced since the ancillary services changes in July. And, quote-unquote, the Public Utility Commission has been talking about how to create an efficient market, and we're happy to work with stakeholders on that, and what, Billow said. End quote. I think you're hearing near unanimous concern about the RUC part of this process, which has major impacts on reliability and the market, and quote, Barnes said. End quote, you've got stakeholder support for part of what you're doing, but the additional RUC process doesn't make sense. And for other COTS use of RUCs and added to the system. End quote. Batteries will solve the RUC problem, end quote, he said. End quote, the time of long lead time, inefficient gas plants to solve our problem is over. I think we're in a different system. End quote, if you look at the amount of batteries currently on the system, we're not there yet. End quote, Keenan Gelman, ERCOT's Vice President of Commercial Operations, responded. End quote, if they were there, and we were able to dispatch them across the challenging intervals we see, we wouldn't have to RUC. That part is a self-correcting issue, but we're not there yet. End quote, TAC structural / procedural review. The committee will conduct its annual structural and procedural internal review in September, which should not be confused with interim CEO Brad Jones' plan to transition to a senior-level group with representatives from each member organization, said TACCHA Chair Cliff Lang, with South Texas Electric Cooperative. Lang called the review a not self-reflective exercise. And, quote, the review could lead to some of the same stakeholder discussion that dominated the TAC's July meeting with Jones. Real-time co-optimization group retired members approved staff's request to retire the real-time co-optimization or RTC task force following their last update on the Passport program, which bundled together RTC and several other high-profile initiatives. Much of that work has been delayed by staff's focus on implementing numerous upcoming URI-related changes. Passport Program Director Matt Marinus said the stakeholder group has completed its deliverables, which include establishing policy principles for implemented RTC and drafting 7 protocol changes. The market tool clears energy and ancillary services every 5 minutes in the real-time market, but it is not expected to come online until 2025. At the earliest, future status updates on Passport's projects will be done as part of COT's regular portfolio management updates. Southern Cross Directive passes. TACCI unanimously approved the combination ballot, which included added language to the committee's procedures that formalize remote participation in meetings, and RG Energy's request for a permanent exemption from ERCOT metering requirements for its coal-fired limestone generating station. The ballot also included a system change request and single revisions to the Nodal Operating Guide, or NOG-RRRR, Retail Market Guide, or RMG-RRR, and the Resource Registration Glossary, or RRG, and WRC-R227, allows for single-phase current magnitude/angle data for an interconnected intermittent renewable resource, or IR over 20 MVA, to be taken from either side of the main power transformer, where turbines exist on feeders that are aggregated to two or more IRRs. RMGRRS clarifies current documentation required for a successful submission requesting removal of a switch hold due to a deferred payment plan or tampering. RRGR31 amends the glossary to accommodate registration of settlement-only energy storage systems to require the same level of registration detail required for energy storage resources under RRG, resources under RRG resources. Under RRGR23, modifies the network model management system to highlight change submissions related to jointly rated equipment, listing other entities that have also provided ratings. The submitter will be asked to confirm that the requested changes have been coordinated with the associated companies. TAC endorsed SC Rate 114 separately, with Luminant and Calpine abstaining. The measure introduces a limit on the total number of point-to-point obligation bid intervals that can be submitted into the day-ahead market per counterparty.